For several months in 2009, Redoubt Volcano had residents of South Central Alaska on edge. Scientists warned that the volcano could erupt at any time in January, but it wasn't until mid-March that Redoubt sent an ash plume thousands of feet into the air. And seismologist Diana Roman with the Carnegie Institution wanted to understand more about the unusual pattern leading up to the eruption. She says usually, right before a volcano erupts, there is a short period of something called seismic tremor. But in the case of the Redoubt eruption, it went on for months.
So that was something unusual that I was interested in trying to understand. You know, why had this volcano essentially broken the pattern, the typical pattern of pre-eruption seismicity?
And what did you learn?
Our interpretation of what we observed in our analysis is that several months before the eruption, magma started ascending beneath the volcano. But it did so very slowly, and probably wasn't a whole lot of magma that first started coming up. And we think that there was enough magma that did make it shallow enough that it was able to generate this tremor signal. But it wasn't enough magma, and it wasn't traveling quickly enough to generate the types of earthquakes that we normally see several months out prior to an eruption. Then immediately before the eruption, what we observe in our analysis of the seismic data is evidence that the rate of ascent or the rate of pressurization of the magma increased very quickly. So within about 48 hours before the eruption, we started to see evidence that there was shallow magma that was pressurizing. And this, of course, culminated in the eruption that happened in March of 2009.
Was it a total anomaly, or has Redoubt acted similarly in the past?
Redoubt erupted in 1989 as well, and I'm sure many listeners remember that was a somewhat famous eruption because of an incident with an aircraft. And that eruption also was preceded by somewhat anomalous seismicity. There were very short warnings only. From the seismic signals before that eruption. So Redoubt is kind of an interesting volcano to look at and try and think about why it behaves the way it does and how can we understand the signals, the warnings that it does give before it erupts.
How could this help in forecasting Redoubt activity in the future?
Well, of course, our hope is that the types of things that we learn from these retrospective studies will, in the future, be able to be incorporated into sort of routine volcano monitoring activities and forecasting activities. Our analysis showed that there was a very short-term change that occurred in the seismicity below the volcano about 48 hours before the eruption started, and so that's a very exciting thing from a forecasting perspective, because finding something that changes at the very last minute that potentially tells you, okay, the volcano is just about ready to go, is really great to be able to make a very, very short-term forecast and say, okay, now we really need to take precautions and be aware that an eruption is imminent.
Diana Roman is a staff scientist seismologist at the Carnegie Institution.